Welcome to the New Life Radio broadcast. I'm Pastor Doug, pastor at New Life Church in La Mesa, and my prayer is that in the next half hour, you'll be encouraged to know Jesus personally or grow in your relationship with Him. At New Life, we have a comfortable, welcoming setting, and you're not going to find a friendlier group of believers who genuinely love you. I'm personally inviting you to join us for our worship service at 10 a.m. Sunday morning. The New Life Church is located in the Grossmont Shopping Center. That's 5500 Grossmont Center Drive in La Mesa. We're in the center of the mall across from the movie theater entrance. We're concerned about the families in our community and want to reach out to all with the gospel of Christ. If you stop by, you'll see our interactive lobby and a prayer wall. You can get a free Bible and Christian literature by just stopping in. Now you can find out more about New Life by going to our webpage at www.christiannewlife.com. That's www.christiannewlife.com. Visit us on Facebook, that's Facebook at Christian New Life page, or our YouTube channel using all separate words, Christian New Life San Diego. Every Sunday morning, we live stream our service at 10:30 a.m. on both Facebook and YouTube. You can access all of our past services on either the website or Facebook. Again, come on out and visit with us. We like to make much about Jesus. We want Him to change your life. Now, the messages from the Word of God are there for you to be encouraged, challenged, and grow in God's grace. We'll give you more info at the end. Now, enjoy the words from the Word. Again, welcome. I'd like you to listen to the following message. To some of you, that might sound familiar, and to others, you might wonder, what in the world is going on? Well, for those who don't know Morse code, that was the International Distress Signal, SOS, as many call it. And no, it's not an acronym. It's just simply the three letters of the Morse code that are easy to type out. Therefore, when you're in trouble, they're easy to send. S, three dots, and O, three dashes. Now, don't worry. I'm not sending out a distress signal. I'm just making you aware that there are stormy waters ahead. Today, I want to bring your attention to something that is very serious, but not so serious that God can't take care of it. Most of us have heard plenty of stories about people going through trials and tests, and how in those circumstances we need to put our trust and our confidence in God. Well, today, guess what? We get to go through a real life, a real-time situation where we get to trust the Lord. And you will get to go along this journey with me. Now, before I get started, I'd like to point out just a couple scriptures. They're very familiar, and hopefully most of us have memorized these. The first one is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, which is, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lead not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy paths." And then in Psalm 37:5, it says, "Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." Aren't those beautiful scriptures? Scriptures of promise and faithfulness. So often they become so commonplace to us that we actually forget the truths that they're conveying. Well, right now, in this moment, we get to experience what God can do. Now, what are you getting at, Pastor Doug? Well, as you know, New Life Church, that's the church I'm pastor of, we are in the Grossmont Center Shopping Mall. If you've been listening to the broadcast, you probably already know that because I've mentioned it so many times and have invited you to come visit with us. Well, Monday, July 6th, we got our 30-day notice to move out. Yes, this is a great time for us to, as James tells us, to count it all joy, knowing that the trying of your faith is going to work some patience. So I guess we're going to have to let patience have her perfect work and go to God and see what He's going to do, because when we lack wisdom, He's the one we're supposed to talk to. And praise the Lord, He doesn't hold back, but He gives it to us liberally. Amen. And there's one more thing before I get started and give a couple illustrations. And yes, ask for your help. The first one is, what does God mean when He says trust? Well, to put it in its simplest form, I'm going to say it means to have confidence in God, to fall on Him whenever it's needed. One of the best examples of that, of course, is the little thing we do when we have someone stand behind us and they ask us to close our eyes and then just fall backwards. Boy, are we apprehensive when we do that. Do we really believe that the person behind us will catch us when we fall backwards? Or are they going to play a dirty trick on us? Well, you better trust the person behind you or you will fall on your head. That's trust. Having the confidence in the person you're relying on that they will come through with whatever it is that needs to happen in any circumstance. I remember years ago when I was taking flying lessons. I was up at about 9,500 feet in that little Cessna 172, and the instructor all of a sudden pulls the yoke back as if we're going to go vertical. And sure enough, the engine stalls, and we slip back and begin to go into a little bit of a spin. And when that happens, well, the thing that you want to do instinctively is to make sure that that rudder is going in the right direction, your ailerons are trying to help you out, to try to gain control of the aircraft. But it's not that easy. He said, just wait a minute, don't panic, sit back and relax. This airplane was made to fly. If you just let it go, it will correct itself. And praise the Lord, you know what happened? The plane did exactly that. Now, absent from any mechanical or physical damage to the aircraft, a small plane, I'm talking about a jet, that takes so much airspeed to keep you in the air, it just doesn't work in that case. But in small aircraft, yes, they're made to fly. And the plane straightened itself out, and then we started the engine back up. Oh, I forgot to tell you, he also turned the engine off. So the least I can say, I was a little concerned. But we did straighten out, and it was perfect. What a great lesson just to sit back and trust, have confidence in my case, the aircraft that I was flying. And speaking of jets, I remember when a friend of mine who was an F-14 pilot years ago when Top Gun was still up at Miramar, he went flying with me, and he had never been in a small plane. I think the smallest plane he had ever been in was a T-38. And when we came in to land, with the wind in our face and the airspeed of about 65 knots, he wanted to jump out of the plane. He couldn't believe that we were still in the air going that slow. He felt as if he could jump out of the plane and run. He had never gone that slow. Well, that's beside the point, just a little humor, because it was pretty funny. When a Top Gun pilot gets scared when you're at the yoke, that's funny. Now, let's get back to what we were talking about, and that is trust and having confidence in the person you're relying on. And in our case, it's God. We at New Life have been thrust into a very difficult situation. Now, we're not alone in this. Many at the shopping center have been giving the same notice. But I'm going to do my best to trust the Lord and not worry. And how can I trust the Lord? Well, there's a couple things. The first one is, I can believe that what the Word of God says is true. Most of us who are listening today have believed what the Word of God said and trusted it enough to take Jesus as our Savior. The Word of God is how we know that God loved us so much that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to live a perfect life and then be sacrificed in our behalf for our sins on a cross, took our penalty, died for us, for our sin, but then rose again the third day, praise God, having victory over sin and death. And all who put their trust, put their faith in Jesus Christ as their God and their Savior will have their sins forgiven and have the availability of living this life with love and joy and peace and long-suffering, all of the fruit of the Spirit, because we realize that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And my friend, if you don't know Jesus, I suggest you come to Him today because He does love you. I would hate to have to face all of life's problems and difficulties without having Jesus by my side. Someone says, oh, you're using Jesus as a crutch. Well, okay, yes I am, and I'm glad I have Him. It makes life a lot easier. And then I get to go to heaven after it's all through. One of the perks of being a child of God. So today, my friend, realize you're a sinner. Ask God to forgive you of that sin. Take Him at His word that Jesus died for those sins and rose from the dead. And if you'll have confidence in, if you'll trust Him, ask Him to come into your life, and He will. He'll make you His child. The Bible says if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved, rescued from your sin. For because whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish. That means you don't die and go to hell, but you get everlasting life. If you need help do this or further explanation, please give us a call at 619-460-4005. We care about you. God cares about you. Call us 619-460-4005. Now, dear fellow believer, we trust him because the word of God is true. And secondly, we have confidence in him because we get to talk to him. He's answered prayer for us. And you and I both know that nothing of eternal value is ever accomplished apart from prayer. Oh, what a privilege we have to come before the throne of God. And as we petition him, we know he hears us and answers us. Amen. He treats us as a good father should, always answering and doing what's best for us. And then one of the big things is the answers to that prayer, the past faithfulness that God has shown to us throughout our life. This is how I know that God is going to guide us and something fantastic is going to happen in the end to New Life Church. Whether he performs another absolute miracle or he uses you and I to bring about his will, he knows what's going to happen. He's waiting for us to follow him and obey his commands. We just have to listen and say as Samuel, "Here I am, Lord, use me." Oh, that we can see clearly how God wants to guide us. Now, let me give you a few examples using our church of how God has been faithful, how we know we can trust him. And why? Because I'm going to ask you to pray for us. I would like you to enter in on this victory that God is about to give. You may even want to have a part in seeing God's blessing or being a blessing. So I think it is important how you see God has guided this far. And it has been an exciting journey. You know, I had been associate pastor at Lighthouse Baptist Church for 35 years. And I told the Lord, I'll live and die there. I want to do whatever you want, and I want to follow your will. Now, when I first came to the church, we were in the East San Diego, La Mesa area. And as we grew over the years from the 50 when I started to the almost 2,000 when we left, we had to find new places to meet because we kept outgrowing where we're at. We actually ended up all the way out in Lemon Grove. Well, every year I kept going back to witness and invite people in the La Mesa area because that's where I live. And I've always thought, you know, there needs to be a strong witness there. It's too bad that we had to leave. Well, eventually, God convinced me that we needed to go back there and start a new work. And that wasn't easy because you know, if you really want to be in God's will, that's what you want to be in God's will, not your will. You want to do what God really wants you to do, not just because you have some inclination or you just have some desire to go do it. You don't want to live in the flesh. You want it to be clear that it's God's leading. Well, it became that way. And I won't go into all the details of that particular calling. So the plan was to take two families who also had a burden for that area and go start a church. Now, of course, as we let people know this is what we were doing, there were a couple more that wanted to get on the gospel train and go help us. Now, of course, I tried to tell anybody that was at my previous church not to come because they were at the place God wanted them and there was a need there. I only wanted just a couple where God had clearly told them this is where he wants them to go. I certainly didn't want to take away from the work there at Lighthouse, that's for sure. And I don't believe we did. So we ended up getting started after Easter of 2016. Well, when you're going to start a new church, you have to have a place to meet. So we did our due diligence and I started to look around town. And back then, you know, 10 years ago, just like it is now, everything was still expensive. Where do you meet? You have to throw your anchor out somewhere. It makes it a little more difficult when you don't have any money to spend. All of us just stepped out by faith. If it's what God wants, he'll provide. So in my search, I thought, Jews don't meet on Sunday. They meet on Saturday. And when I first came to San Diego, years ago, I was a labor foreman on the project that was building the Beth Tifereth Israel Synagogue in the San Carlos area. So I went up there to see if we could use that building. And they said, no, they use their Sundays for teaching. Their Saturdays is for their worship, but Sundays is kind of like their teaching times. But they said, you know what? Go try that Masonic Lodge that's down there below us. And so I thought, well, okay, I'll try that. You know, thanked them. When I got down to that lot, there just happened to be the man who was in charge. And you know what he said? Oh, a church? You know, we've been looking for a new community outreach. As Masons, we like to be involved in the community and want to have something that helps our community. And so we'd love to have a church come in here. When do you want to start? And I said, well, you know, depends on how much. He goes, well, how much can you pay? And I said, how much do you want? And he said, well, how about $700? I said, $700 each week? He says, no, $700 a month. You can have the whole facility. Well, I thought, oh my goodness, God has caused my hearing to go haywire. So I actually asking if I could step out, and I called my wife and one of the gentlemen that was coming to start the church with us to see what they thought, because I couldn't believe that what was happening. But it did. They actually gave us full use of the whole facility on Sunday morning. Of course, we had to wait till after jazzercise was done and then go up and set up the chairs and set everything up and then tear everything down. But we could use it Sundays, Wednesday evenings, and if there was any other time we wanted to have a special meeting or day, it was available. They had all the tables and the chairs. What a blessing. You know what that was? That was a miracle. An answer to prayer. Because, you know, we had been meeting on Sundays, you know, in our home as we witnessed to people, warned people of the Lord, invited people out because we wanted to have a soft opening before our grand opening. So the birth of New Life was April in 2016. What a blessing it was. We went around town handing out flyers, presenting the gospel, inviting folks in the community to come out. Since we're right there by Cowles Mountain, we even started a Water of Life Ministries, where we'd pass out bottles of water at the foot of Cowles Mountain with the gospel on it. We put up sandwich boards. We had an Awanas program. People came to know Jesus, and we loved it because all of our baptisms were down at Ski Beach. The only problem really we ever had was cleaning up after a quinceañera on Saturday night before we got there. God really blessed that. And before you knew it, on good days, we had about 150 people in there. God was so faithful. Kind of one of those too good to be true moments. Now, I have to insert something here that you'll see becomes very relevant a little later. My wife had a gift shop down in Coronado called Treasures from the Heart. Had been there for years. Praise the Lord, God used that to actually help support us while we're working at the church. Well, they came to her one day in late 2019 and said, we're going to sell the building. You're going to have to move out. Well, you know, we want to make room for some bigger corporate entities to come in here. So with that information, we thought, well, I guess we better find a new place to put the business. A time to pray. Amen. One of the first places we looked was Grossmont Shopping Center, which was great because it was close to home. Better than driving down to Coronado every day. Now, we wanted to start this store up before we had to leave the Coronado location so it wouldn't be a difficult transition. And I had had this crazy idea I got from visiting my in-laws back east about starting a really unique coffee shop also with some gifts. So we opened up what we called Java Junction there in Grossmont Center. Our opening day was November 15th, 2019. And believe it or not, things went great. I helped my wife out by kind of working the Grossmont location while she was in Coronado, kind of trying to finish things up there. Believe it or not, we were doing just as well at the La Mesa location as the Coronado was, so it would be a great transition. But next thing you know, the Coronado people come into Java Junction. They love that. They go back and tell my wife, oh, we kind of like what you're doing. Maybe you can even do something that here in Coronado. Stay. You don't have to move. So now we have two stores. Kind of a hers and mine situation now. And we really don't know what to do because I really can't work at Java Junction all the time. We did start a church, by the way. So we hired a few people and thought, wow, this is great. The Lord has really led us in this decision, so it's turning out wonderful. That's the way we looked at it because we prayed about it for God to guide us after we got the news about having to leave Coronado. Well, then you know what happened. March 2020, COVID. Now, back to New Life. Right there at the beginning of March, the Masons decided that no one could use their facilities unless they were a Mason and it was for a Masonic activity. And they notified us that, you know, we had, what, 3-4 months, at least 180 days, try to find something new. They were nice about it, just the corporate decided everybody had to go. And then the infamous March 19th, 2020 California lockdown because of COVID. The lodge shut the doors, and so did everybody else in town. And guess who had no place to go? Us, New Life. Now let me tell you, I believe I would have kept meeting if we had a place to meet, but we were out now. We had to go online. It definitely is not the ideal thing, but at least praise the Lord we had that. I kind of affectionately named it the bedroom church now because you didn't have to get out of bed to go to church. You could just watch it right on Facebook Live. Amen. And we did try to meet in different homes now and then, but it was difficult. You really can't fit that many people in a living room. I think you remember how we locked down. Even our two stores had to close, well, at least for a couple weeks. At least that's what we thought. And then it kept extending out and out. Next thing you know, everybody's wearing masks when you do come outside. And we may have not had a church building to go to, but my wife and I decided, you know what? Let's go ahead and open it back up, the stores. We're essential, because that was the criteria for letting a store open. Everybody else had to close, but not essential. So that's what we are. But business was terrible. Our Grossmont location had just died. There was no one coming in to the Grossmont Center. Many stores didn't open back up. We couldn't afford to have any employees, but we had a 3-year lease. And that's why, you know, yours truly, yeah, me, I had to go in and basically work for the mall to pay the rent. Well, the good thing about it was there were still some people that came in, and I got to talk a lot about Jesus, met a lot of good people, got to lead a few people to Christ. So I didn't mind. And on slow times, I could study there. And it actually caused me to get a little closer to a few people that I'd already befriended, and that was the owners of the Grossmont Wall, the owners of the Grossmont Shopping Mall. Now, the Cushman family owned it, but Nick, who was a grandson, and then Trevor, he was in there too somewhere, and then Ben, who was the manager of the mall, I got to know them pretty good. And yes, I did get to share the gospel. Then one day, Nick asked me, hey, did you ever find a place for your church to meet? I says, no, we can't. Everything's shut down. Believe me, we're trying. He says, well, you know, we got a lot of empty spaces around here. Maybe you can sneak into one of those. So in July of 2020, we kind of gave it a shot in a building over there next to Panera Bread. But the mall decided it might be too risky. They might get in trouble for letting us meet there. So we put that idea on hold. Then around late September, I believe it was Trevor that came to me and says, hey, look, we have so many empty spaces. Would you take one for $1 a square foot? Now that sounded pretty good to me in a shopping mall. Of course, now the shopping mall was empty and anybody walking through there. So I got the church together. We prayed about it. Now maybe later I'll go into all the things that happened, but what ended up is we eventually began meeting in October in a space there at the mall. All they asked was, hey, just make sure you come in the back door so nobody sees you meeting in there. We don't want to cause any ruckus of somebody getting upset. Now, of course, things with COVID started loosening up a little bit, and they ended up asking us if we wanted that space for $1 a square foot. So we said, yeah, we'll take it. Now, what that meant was that was going to cost us $3,000 a month. Plus, we had to pay for an air conditioning unit that had gone bad over the space that we were going to occupy. Now, remember, it's almost been 7 months since we've had to have our online church and kind of meet sporadically. And we found out when we got back together in October that over 60 people had literally moved out of state. That's right, members of our church. Almost everyone under the age of 40 had moved out of town or out of state. A few of our faithful couples had sold their homes so they could move to Utah or Arizona. So $3,000 a month plus what ends up to be a $13,000 air conditioning unit was looking like a lot of money. So we got together and just prayed. Now, all this time I did have this radio broadcast. We stayed faithful to that. And I was also asking you, our listeners, to pray for us. I'm so thankful that you did. And while we were praying, God, do you want us to actually spend the money to go into the mall? Please give us clarity. And God outdoes himself again. I'm just minding my own business there in Java Junction. And this handsome gentleman walks in and he hands me a wad of money. He says, God told me to give this to you. Of course, being the spiritual giant that I am, I said, are you sure? You can't just come and give me the money. He says, okay, sell me that coffee machine. It's like a little $69 thing. And he said, I'm buying it for them for $5,000. I said, all right, are you sure? I said, what's your name? He says, not important. Just God told me to give you $5,000. Here it is. Wow. I'm not a big guy on signs from heaven, but that was a pretty good spark. Then somebody asked me, I heard you had to buy an air conditioning unit. How are you looking on that? And I said, well, I think it's going to cost around $13,000. We're probably about $10,000 short. He says, okay, here's $10,000. So now, out of the blue, God, in his goodness, is trying to get through my thick head clarity that, yeah, I want you to go ahead and take this space. So we did. The mall was gracious enough that actually let us meet in the mall from October to February for 4 months before they even made us pay a dime. Then we signed the 5-year lease. I only have 3 words for that. God is good. He has guided and supplied every need for his church all through our existence. That's why we know he's faithful. That's why we know we can trust him. Now, I'm to the point where I don't know what God's going to do. I'm kind of in the dark. These new people that took over the mall, they're definitely not as personable as the old owners were. They probably even misled us for the purpose of collecting rent for all this time. They probably knew that Bass Pro Shops was going to come into the mall, take over Macy's, and they were going to close down all of these stores. At least that's hindsight for us. So 30 days to get out, you know, in my mind, that's kind of cruel. But then again, what can you expect from the world? I believe that our God is big enough to take care of it. Do I know how he's going to do it? Absolutely not. That's why I need to go to him for wisdom and get clarity on this. That's why I'm asking you to help us pray for God's will. And maybe you can help. If you know of some place that we might be able to rent that's affordable, even a warehouse, we'd love to stay in the La Mesa, San Carlos area where God had planted us. And I don't know if I've mentioned it, but we're actually 2 churches in 1. Live Church meets at our facilities at 5:00 in the evening. You might even know of a church that needs a pastor or has a building with hardly any people. We want what God wants. Maybe you know something I don't. Would love your input. Please call me at 619-460-4005. Again, that's 619-460-4005. Even though I know God is going to take care of this, I certainly want to do my responsibility. After all, it does say faith without works is dead. I do believe God will guide us and give us clarity. Thank you so much for helping and praying. I hope these stories and examples have encouraged you, and I'm looking forward to bringing you along on our journey of faith. More next week. Remember to keep looking up, because Jesus is coming soon. Thank you, Lord.